Jesus Christ is our brother, January 20. He is the embodiment of truth. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. John 18:37. Christ's conscious superiority, even as he descended step by step in the path of humiliation, gave his words an amazing power. What lessons of instruction he gave, and with what authority he rebuked the sins of men in high position. Truth was truth to him, and it never suffered in his hands, for he was the author of truth. To this end, he says, was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I might bear witness unto the truth. He was the embodiment of truth and holiness. He who had stood in the counsels of God, who had dwelt in the innermost sanctuary of the Eternal, was speaking that whereof he knew. But the men who claimed to stand high in knowledge and spiritual understanding failed to comprehend his meaning, and that which had been evolved from eternity by the Father and the Son, they in their ignorance stood as critics to condemn. Christ crucified is ever drawing souls to him. On the other hand, Satan is drawing them away from Christ, that they may not walk in the light of his countenance, that they may not see Christ in his goodness and mercy, his infinite compassion and unsurpassed love. He intercepts himself by presenting the attractions of worldly inducements, that God in Christ may not be discerned. But Christ came, that whosoever will believe in him may be saved. As a flower turns to the sun, that its bright rays may aid in perfecting its beauty and symmetry, so should Christ's followers turn to the Sun of Righteousness, that heaven's light may shine upon them, perfecting their characters and giving them a deep and abiding experience in the things of God. It is beyond our power to conceive the blessings that are brought within our reach through Christ, if we will but unite our human effort with divine grace